We're testing your globalization IQ for today's GeoQuiz. Now we're getting some help today from Carolyn O'Hara. Carolyn O'Hara is the senior editor of Foreign Policy magazine. And Carolyn, I know that in your current issue of Foreign Policy, you feature your own little globalization quiz.
Absolutely.
All right, why don't you start off and pose the first question?
Oh, sure. What is the United States' number one export by volume? And by that we simply mean which export fills up the greatest number of shipping containers that are shipped off U.S. shores.
Okay, so it could be, I mean, you're talking about anything from tanks to steel to soybeans.
Exactly. All right. So we have three options for you.
Oh, not those.
No. Good guesses, though. A, corn. B, scrap paper. Or C, guns.
Corn or scrap paper or guns.
What do you think?
Well, you know, we're going to go straight to the answer now. I have to say that for people who are looking at your magazine, they can flip to page 94, but no such luck when you're just listening to the radio, Carolyn. I mean,
that's
we're going
right.
to go right to the answer, and it's tough to cheat. I was actually thinking guns. I was surprised to see that the answer was something else.
Scrap paper, which I found really surprising as well. An incredible 1.5 million shipping containers were shipped off U.S. shores last year. What's interesting is most of them are headed to China, where they are recycled into boxes and other shipping kind of materials.
Does this mean that we should feel better about the shameful amounts of paper that comes off our printer every day?
Just a little bit. I would say when you can, you know, don't print or double-side it.
But know that it might be going around the world anyway.
Absolutely.
You got a couple of other really interesting questions in your quiz, and why don't we give a few of those a go?
Yes. We thought it was really interesting with so much of the world's attention focused on Tibet earlier this spring with the unrest. We wanted to ask simply just how many people live in Tibet.
And you give some choices.
The first choice is 2.8 million people. Second choice is 12.8 million people. And the third choice is 22.8 million people.
Right,
what
do
you think?
We'll go right ahead with the answer. Well, I happen to know the answer on this. It's 2.8 million, the smallest amount that you have there, compared to China's overall population of 1.3 billion.
It's incredible. It's a tiny, tiny fraction, less than 1% of China's total population. And what's interesting is most of the people who live in Tibet are ethnic Tibetans, but the population of Han Chinese, as a result of this government policy to send more people, Han Chinese, to the Tibetan Autonomous Region, has really increased their population. So the capital of Lhasa is two-thirds Han Chinese at this point.
All right. This one's pretty interesting and illuminating, too. What percentage, I'm going to ask you, even though I know you know the answer, Carolyn, what percentage of Iran's undergraduate students are women? 32%, 44%, or 56%?
It's actually C, 56%, so more than half. And I found that it was really interesting that the gender gap has closed so much there. Among entering university classes, women outnumber men 2 to 1. That's in part because universities are one of the few places in Iran where men and women mingle publicly.
We should say that there is an emphasis on education for both men and women in a large part of the Middle East as well.
Absolutely. What is interesting, though, is despite the fact that so many women enter the university in Iran, they're a third less likely to enter the workforce than men are.
All right. Carolyn, final question. You want to go for it?
Yes. I thought this one was a lot of fun. Instant noodles celebrate their 50th anniversary next month. And
I'd love to be in the editorial room when you folks are deciding on the subjects of these questions.
We have a lot of fun with these. We were looking at instant noodles because the inventor actually died last year at the ripe old age of 96. So we asked how many packets of instant noodles are eaten around the world each year.
Around the world, how many packets? What are the choices?
9 billion packets globally, 39 billion packets, or 98 billion packets.
You know, having no idea, go with B, 39.
You would be incorrect. The answer is actually 98 billion packets eaten globally around the world. That's according to this fantastic organization we found called the World Instant Noodles Association. So nearly 100 billion packets last year eaten around the world. That works out to about 14 packets per person. Though you can imagine China is actually the largest national market.
Well, sure is a lot of slurping around the world. Thank you so much, Carolyn O'Hara, senior editor at Foreign Policy magazine. Thanks a lot for the questions. Thanks even more for the answers.
Thanks so much, Lisa.